So it's a great honor to be here today. I'm also pleased to be here at the 100th year celebration of the University of Cape Town Faculty of Health. So for those of you who don't know, the Faculty of Health is the oldest medical school in sub-Saharan Africa. And so this year we are celebrating our 100th year, which you can see in the top corner here. So many of you will be wondering what this title means. And I wanted in this talk, and Slim has alluded to this in some ways in his introduction, I wanted to bring out the two types of pressures that we encounter when we work with HIV. I work with the virus. This is my passion, and this is what gets me out of bed. And I work at trying to understand this relationship between the virus and the host. And as the virus fights to survive, there's intense immune pressure exerted by the host to try and control the virus. However, the second pressure that is on us as researchers working with HIV and also working with HIV-infected people are the societal pressures. Science and politics are very closely interwoven, and we're under a different form of pressure in this way. So I'm going to go through two things, I'm going to go through four things in this talk. Firstly, I'm going to look at tracking the HIV epidemic in South Africa, some of my experiences with HIV denialism, understanding HIV disease progression and vaccines. I'm well aware that this is a general audience, and I'll try and give an overview rather than give you the details.